heal two disparate parts of your nature. You'll get identified with a superordinate goal, say, your family, the development of your children's well-being, and helping them become major contributors in life as well. And that will subordinate all of this psychic energy around the way that perhaps you were raised. It will help overcome the tendencies to become impatient or to be unwise and to overreact because you have this superordinate goal. What's happened? Synergy. Intrapersonal synergy has happened inside yourself. You're beginning to fashion the Constitution. And there may be a little revolutionary war inside and an extended constitutional convention. Don't force the processes. There is no shortcut to this. The strength of these mission statements lie as much in the process that produced these mission statements as in the content of the mission statements themselves. Let me just give some basic characteristics of good mission statements, whether they be personal, family, or organizational. One, they should be timeless. Goals are not timeless, so they should not include goals. Goals will change. Goals will reflect the realities of the present situation. These should reflect the realities of that situation, but should be changeless. What are the principles upon which we operate, regardless of what the situation is about? That's what gives permanence. That's what gives a changeless core. That's what enables people to live with change. Why? You have something that does not change. So I would say, first write it as if it will never be changed. Nevertheless, even the Constitution